Amen. We want to welcome Brother Michael Tapp with us. Amen. Brother Michael Tapp. Let's give him a hand. Amen. Graduate of IBC, and he is going to be interning for us for the next couple months. And so we're excited about him being here. He's just going to be such a blessing to our church over the next couple months. So make sure we'll say it again on Sunday so everybody knows him and knows why he's here. Amen. But make sure you greet him after service and just let him know how appreciative we are as a church that he's here. He's coming on board to help us. Somebody said amen. Amen. I do believe the Lord desires to speak to us this evening. Amen. Somebody say faith in action. Faith in action. We've been talking about it specifically this part of faith for the last couple of services. Faith in action. God has been talking to us about faith in general for over a month now. And how many believe that your faith has increased this last month? You believe that? Amen. I believe that in my own life. And I want God to talk to me. I want God to speak to me as it applies to faith. But we're going to talk yet again about faith in action. We talked on Sunday about the fact that, and if you were unable to be here due to ministry schedules, being downstairs, teaching, whatever, I highly, highly encourage you. I want you to get the download from the first part of our service on Sunday. God really spoke to us and talked to us about some very important things concerning where we are as a church and where we're headed as a church. And in order to kind of get that, you need to be able to listen to that that download and hear what the Lord was saying to us. But just in a nutshell, we talked on Sunday about the fact that Martha had faith, but she had future faith. I don't have time to go in and explain all of it, but it wasn't that she didn't have faith, but she had future faith. She had faith for what she believed might, could happen at some undetermined point in her destiny. I got faith that you can do it, God. I got faith that you will. At some point, at some time, she had future faith. And because of that, when it came time to roll the stone away, her brother Lazarus is dead in the tomb for 4 days, and Jesus gets there and he says, roll the stone away, and she stops him. She says, Lord, by this time he stinketh. She believed he could be raised someday. She had future faith, but she didn't have present faith. And so Jesus had to stop and he had to have a conversation with her, and it postponed the miracle for a season of time while he has a conversation with Martha. Somebody said amen. For you see, faith that is not put into action is faith that doesn't accomplish much at all. You see, at some point, the faith that is within you has to cause, in this case, in the story of Lazarus and Martha, the faith that is within you has to get you to the place where you can start rolling some stones away. Where you can start using your hands, not just your heart, not just your mouth, but you can start putting that, what you've been saying, and you can put it into action, putting faith into action. Faith that is not put into action is faith that always talks about what will be, but never actually sees anything come to pass. A faith that isn't put into action is always talking about it'll happen someday. It'll be, the miracle's going to take place one day. The blessing's going to come one day. Future, future, future. But if a faith that is not put into action is always just talking about what will be one day, but you never see it in your today. Because we're too afraid to put our faith into action. And I feel in the Holy Ghost that we as a church are postponing some miracles. As Martha did. I feel as we as a church are putting a pause on some of the promises that God desires to pour out in our midst. Now, the exciting thing about that is this. Think about all the promises we are experiencing. Think about all the miracles we are seeing and how great the things that God is giving us. And so, but God is saying, hey, as great as what I'm doing in your midst currently, I've got things that you cannot even imagine. I've got greater things that I want to pour out in your midst. I've got things that are going to blow your mind. I've got things that you can't even think of. Things that you can't even comprehend that I want to pour out in your midst. That's what God is trying to do. And the reason he's talking to us about this stuff called faith is because he wants to do the greater thing. He wants to do something more powerful and more miraculous and more supernatural in our midst. But because we collectively and all of us are in the same boat now, because we're having an issue and because we're having a hard time putting our faith into action, some of those things that God desires to do, there's a pause button placed upon them. Do we believe that God can do it? Yes, we believe. But we're having a time putting that belief into action. Not that we don't believe, it's just that we're having a hard time putting that belief into action. Do we believe that God is a miracle working God? Absolutely, we believe that. But we're struggling to show forth that faith outside these four walls. It's a little quiet now. You believe God's a miracle working God? Absolutely. In fact, I'll prove it to you. I'll go pray for sister so-and-so right now. I'll go pray for brother so-and-so right now. Sister, brother, I got all kinds of faith that God's a miracle worker. Watch, I walk back there to that pew. I walk up to the altar. I walk up on the platform. But what God's trying to get us to understand is, okay, that's fine that you can put your faith in action inside these four walls and that you have faith to believe me to pour out the miraculous when you pray. But what God's trying to get us to is, hey, why don't you start praying for some people outside the four walls? Why don't you start praying for people that aren't in a pew, that you don't preface their name by saying brother or sister first? Oh, somebody said amen. So that's what God's talking to us about. That's what God's talking to us about, because it's just possible that things that should have been rolled away are still in place. Sicknesses that should have been healed are still in place. Diseases that should have been wiped away are still in place. Unsaved people that were supposed to be saved are still unsaved, still lost in a world. Why? Because we're having a difficult time putting our faith into action. But I hear the Holy Ghost speaking to us now. And he's telling us that this is a new day. And he's telling us that this is a new hour. And he's telling us that there's an army of believers that are rising up through this last month, as the Holy Ghost has been talking to us about the power of faith and speaking your faith and proclaiming your faith and putting our faith into action. And there's a few of us in this room that are coming out of our spiritual lethargy, and we're beginning to have an unction and a desire within us that, hey, I don't want to just say I have faith, but I want to start putting my faith into action. I don't want to just say I'm a believer, but I want to start being a believer in the pew, and I want to be a believer in the world. Somebody shout amen. I know what God wants to do. I believe he has promised to do some right now things, not future things, not just stuff coming down the road at some point, some predetermined, undetermined period in our future, but he wants to do things right now. I just need somebody to say amen now. It's going to take some apostolics who are ready to start putting some action to your faith. So let's talk a little bit about this tonight. Let's teach a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more about this, putting our faith into action. What does it look like? The book says this, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7. For we walk by faith. Somebody say, we walk by faith. Say it again. We walk by faith, not by sight. We walk by faith. Walk by faith. The first point I want to make from this verse is the fact that when it speaks of walking, I'm going to need your minds a little bit here. When it speaks of walking, it is speaking of consistency. When it's speaking of walking, it's speaking of everyday consistency. You see, running is not something you can do for a prolonged period of time. but walking is. So when it speaks of walking by faith, it's letting us know that true faith, the faith that we're supposed to have, that God wants us to have, is not just activated by a preacher who happens to be preaching about it, or by a song that happens to be referencing faith. Preacher preaches about it, oh, I got faith. Somebody sings about it, okay, now I've got faith. But rather, true faith should show up on Monday morning when we're the only apostolic in a 10-mile radius. Real faith is walking faith. It is consistent faith. Real faith shines forth in an altar just as bright as it shines in a hospital room. Because it's a consistent faith. Am I making sense? The faith that God desires for us to have is the faith that is not just prevalent and it's not just powerful on a pew, but it's also powerful on a work site, on a job site, in a home where you're the only saved person. Why? Because faith is supposed to be consistent faith. It doesn't fluctuate depending on where you are. It doesn't move up and down or have ebb and flows based upon the circumstances that you currently find yourself in. It's a walking, it's a consistent day in and day out, every day kind of faith. Why? Because we are to walk by faith. We're to have consistent faith. We're to have everyday faith. We're to have a faith that is not based upon our current emotional well-being. I want to help somebody right here. See, because what happens is sometimes, as emotions have a tendency to do, sometimes emotions will fluctuate. And see, the problem with having the wrong kind of faith or a weak faith is that as our emotions fluctuate, so also does our faith. When you're feeling good, your faith is high. When you're feeling low, your faith is low. When all is well and you're happy and there's a smile on your face, man, you're going to attack hell with a squirt gun. You got all kinds of faith. But when some negative news comes your way, and when you get kind of thrown for a loop and life throws you a curveball and you have some bad news come your way, all of a sudden your faith plummets to the ground. And the Word of God is trying to get us to understand that that's not the way it's supposed to be. He said you're supposed to walk by faith. You're supposed to have a consistent kind of faith. Why? Because our faith is not based upon our surroundings, and our faith is not based upon our current emotional stability, and our faith is not based upon whether or not we're having a good day or a bad day. Our faith is not in things that change. Our faith is in the God who never changes. Our faith is in a God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hear me now. Our faith is in a God that was a healer yesterday. He'll be a healer today, and he'll be a healer tomorrow. Our faith is in a God that was a provider yesterday. He'll be a provider today, and he'll be a provider in our tomorrows. So that's why we're to have to walk by faith, because our faith is to be in him. Oh, I want to help somebody with that now. Your faith is not based upon the fact that, man, I'm in a really good spiritual place right now. I had a really good prayer meeting today. Well, that's great. But sometimes you get down to pray. Hello. Knock, knock. Anybody up there? Am I right about it? Sometimes it's like the heavens just open up and you got angels walking all around you. And other times it's like you can't even put two words together. And you're thinking about all kinds of other things and you're yawning and it's... See, but the problem is that some people, when they feel like, you know, things are going well spiritually, when they got some good prayer meetings under their belt the last couple of days, man, their faith is, woohoo, let's go for it. But when they go through a couple of days where they're still praying, they're still consistent, they're still faithful, but they haven't really touched God like they wanted to touch God, their faith is low. God says, no, you need to walk by faith, because it's not about what you experience, and it's not about who you are, and it's not about what you're going through, and it's not about what you're facing at all. Your faith is in me, and I don't change. See, it's not the will of God for us as a church, hear me, to operate strong in faith for the next few weeks, because I've been teaching on it, because God's been talking to us about it. And then a month from now, we realize we just kind of all reverted back to the place of faith where we were comfortable before God kind of stirred us a little bit. Oh, they're doing a series on it, man. He's preaching about it every week and every Thursday and twice on Sunday. And they're singing songs about faith. And man, my faith is great. My faith is getting higher. And whoa, this is great stuff. This is great stuff. But then as pastor begins to preach on other things and God begins to move us in other areas, and we don't talk about faith as much as we've been the last few weeks, and we realize that our faith just kind of creeps back down to where we were. You see, because... the problem is, what some people call faith is just emotion. We've been hearing about all this stuff. Wow. And we are having emotional charge. Problem is people don't get healed based on emotion. And people don't get delivered because of our emotion. It happens because of our faith. And the thing with emotion is it only lasts for a little while. And you go right back to where we were. But God's talking to us about our need to walk by faith. Where it's not emotionalism, it's not hype. It's not just that we're kind of built our faith because of a current series or a set of songs or because I'm doing really good spiritually right now or you know, this was the first month I fasted with the church for 3 days and I'm feeling really good about it or I'm reading my Bible like I've never read my Bible before or on and on and on we can go. It's about the fact that we understand that our faith is in Him. Now, do we need to fast? Yeah. Do we need to read the Bibles? Yeah. I think I don't have to clarify that. We have to understand that it's not based upon circumstances, and our faith isn't based upon our surroundings, and our faith is not based upon a series. It's based upon Him, and therefore we are to walk by faith. Walk by faith. Walk by faith in the doctor's office. That's what I'm talking about. Well, what, just bring it practical. I'm talking about when you leave here and everybody else is gone and there's not 13 people praying with you. You got to walk in the doctor's office. And you walk in that doctor's office with faith. It's not emotionalism. It's not before you got out of your car, you were like, I got to have faith. 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 I got faith. Let me get in there real quick before I lose it. But you walk in by faith that I'm holding the hand of the one who took the stripes on Calvary for my healing. So I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to fret. I don't have to fear. I'm walking by faith. Walk by faith in our schools. Walk by faith in the face of obstacles. Walk by faith in the bad times. Just like we walk by faith in the good times. Walk by faith in the nighttime. Just like we walk by faith in the light of day. Walk by faith. Walk by faith when we're broken, just like we walk by faith when we're whole. Walk by faith when we're down, just like we walk by faith when we're up. Walk every day, just one foot in front of the other. I'm a believer. I am a believer. God's not going to fail me. God's not going to let me down. He's going to be a friend that sticketh closer than any brother. Therefore, I know I can just walk by faith. I don't need everybody all the time to have to call me and cheer me up. I don't need 15 phone calls to make it through the day. I don't need all kinds of people to come up and pat me on the back and lift me up and pray for me and send me encouraging stuff. Now listen, there's seasons for all that, and I understand that, and I like it when I'm going through some down season and I get some stuff, but some people, they need it every day just to make it. They need it every week just to make it. And there's got to come a point when you realize, hey, my faith is not in my brothers and sisters' ability to lift me up. My faith is in His ability. My faith is in His power. My faith is in His strength. If everybody else leaves me, He's not going to leave me. If I don't get a text from anybody, I know I can still get a hold of Him anytime, night or day. Therefore, I can walk by faith. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. The book says it like this in 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. He says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men. It doesn't mean give up. It actually means act like a man. Be strong. Stand fast. Stand strong in the faith. Turn to your neighbor. Tell him your faith needs to stand strong. Turn to your other neighbor. Tell him like you mean it now. Your faith needs to stand strong. You see, if we're walking by faith, then that means that our faith is steadfast. Even when the bad report comes, even when the pink slip comes, our faith is still strong, even when the pain is still there. See, but here's what happens. If it's emotionalism, if it's hype for you personally, you get up here and you get prayed for a miracle and woohoo. This is wonderful. I've been healed and I'm claiming that promise. And then Monday morning, you still feel some pain and your faith is just, psh. Oh, it was wow. Nothing happened yesterday at all. I didn't get a touch from God at all. Nothing. That wasn't real at all. You start speaking negative, and the power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. You start speaking all kinds of negative, and guess what? Negative shows up. Imagine that. Negative stuff happens. Why? Because it was emotionalism for you. Because when the pain still stayed, your faith plummeted. Why? Because you're not walking by. When you walk by faith, if the pain's still there, you just keep walking by faith. You just keep still believing. Our faith is still standing, even though everybody else has given up. It's not going to happen. Give up. It's over. Throw in the towel. Just quit. But there's a faith that's within you that says, you know what? Nah, it didn't happen yesterday. And I don't know if it's going to happen today. And I know everybody else is telling me to just give up. But I've got to walk by faith. My faith is going to stand strong even when it's getting worse instead of better. My faith is going to stand even when it looks hopeless. My faith is going to stand even when it looks like I'm down for the count. My faith is going to stand in the face of adversity. My faith is going to stand in the face of uncertainty. My faith is going to stand in the face of difficulty. Why? Because I'm just going to keep putting one foot in front of the other, and I'm going to walk by faith. Oh, hallelujah. Every day, every moment, every obstacle, every mountain, every valley, every dark time, every light season, I'm just going to keep walking by.
walk by faith.
Consistency, 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 consistency. Somebody say, walk by faith. Abraham was a perfect example of this in Scripture. Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. Romans 4, 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father. The Lord was speaking here to Abraham. He said, I have made thee a father of many nations. And remember, God gave him a promise. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And he doesn't even have one kid. Before him, he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. God calls those things that are not as though they were. I'm going to make you a father of nations, even though you don't even have one kid. Who against hope, verse 18, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations. He was putting his faith in the promise. According to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Verse 19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Now, trying to keep it PG here. Wasn't talking about literal death. He considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old. Neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully, hear me, persuaded. Fully persuaded. Fully, no doubt about it. There's not going to be any other outcome other than what God has promised. He was fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Oh, somebody shout amen. See, now get this. We need to understand that God first revealed to Abraham that he would be the father of many nations when he was 75 years old. 15 years later, when Abraham was 90, God renewed his promise. 10 years later, at age 100, was when Isaac was born. So now understand, that is a total of 25 years between the promise and the fulfillment. 25 years. And yet, even as his body was getting older, and even though as his wife's body was past the time of childbearing abilities, the Bible says that he did not even consider that those things would be able to stop what God had promised. See, now we read the story. We read the story, we preach about it for 30 minutes, then we move on. But let's think about this now. 25 years. Promise, nothing coming to pass. 25 years, Abraham sees his body getting older, his wife's body getting older every day. Every day, he knows if he was to look at it by sight, it's getting further and further and further beyond the ability in the physical to cause this promise to become a reality. Every day he sees something that proves to him it can't happen. Am I right about it? I'm not talking about 2 days. I'm not talking about 10 days. I'm talking about 25 years. And God already promised him when he was already old to begin with. And every single day, he's got a reason. If he wanted it, if he was looking for it, to doubt the promise of God. And yet, he said, I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what my body looks like. I don't care what's happening with my wife. I don't care how old I am. I don't care that I just had another birthday. I don't care that my wife's 90 and we're planning a surprise birthday party for her at 90 years of age. I don't care that we got all kinds of wrinkles. I don't care that the 20-year-olds are the ones having kids. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. Why? Abraham, are you still holding on to that promise? Yep. Every day I'm holding on to that promise. I know it's been 5 years. Now it's been 10 years. Now it's been 20 years. But guess what? I'm just going to keep on walking. I know everybody thinks I'm crazy. I know everybody thinks I missed it. I know everybody thinks it must not have been of God. But I made up my mind. I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. And I am fully persuaded that what God promised me, he will bring to pass.
Oh, hallelujah.
So if we're going to walk by faith, we've got to stop allowing our surroundings. And we've got to stop allowing our circumstances. And we've got to stop allowing our emotions to determine our outlook. And we need to start allowing our faith to determine our outlook. Am I helping anybody tonight? I know it looks kind of bad right now, but my faith says everything's going to be all right. I know it looks negative on the outside, but I got a faith on the inside that's telling me that there's about to be a turnaround. I know it looks pretty bleak to some who might be looking in from the outside, but my faith has assured me that what my God has promised, he's able also to perform. I know it looks bad, but my faith is louder than my circumstance. My faith is louder than my emotions. My faith is louder than my issue. My faith is louder than the devil that's lying to me. My faith is louder to the unbelievers that are whispering in my ear. My faith is the loudest voice in my spirit, and my faith is going to cause me to just keep walking by faith. Put your hands together. Give God praise. Oh. And if it doesn't happen today, then I'm just going to keep walking by faith today. And if it doesn't happen tomorrow, I'm just going to keep walking by faith tomorrow. And guess what? If it doesn't happen next week, I'm just going to keep walking by faith next week. I'm going to keep walking by faith next month. I'm going to keep walking by faith next year. Because he's called me to walk by faith. And I feel to tell somebody, hear me right now, I feel to tell somebody this in the Holy Ghost. Delay is not denial. You hear me? I said delay is not denial. And the devil's been lying to some of you, and he's been telling you this: God gave you a promise, but it's been a year. God gave you a promise, but it's been 5 years. God gave you a promise, but it's been 10 years. He's denying it. He must have stamped denial. You must have failed him somehow. You must have messed up too bad. You must have did something that caused God to place denial upon your request. But I've come with a word from the Lord to tell somebody: delay is not denial. If you'll just keep walking, if you'll just keep walking by faith. There's a promise with your name on. If you'll just keep walking by faith, God will do what he said he would do. He will open up the promise that he said he would give you. Delay is not denial. Keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking, keep walking by faith. Keep walking, keep walking by faith, walking by faith, walking by faith. Somebody shout amen. Walk by faith. Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Ooh, every day. Let's keep walking. And I feel the Holy Ghost. I believe, I believe, I believe. So I'm just going to keep walking by faith. Now, I also believe there's a secondary, not in necessarily in importance, but a secondary point from this text in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, for it says, for we walk by faith. For the second thing I feel the Holy Ghost wants us to notice is that not only does walking speak of consistency, but it also speaks of action. For walking is an action. Therefore, to walk by faith means that we are putting action to our faith. We are putting action to what we say we believe. Am I right? See, understand this. A true test for whether or not we have the kind of faith that God desires for us to have. A true test is when we can pinpoint areas of our lives where we are operating and living by faith and faith alone. So let's ask ourselves the question. What am I currently doing that if God didn't show up, I would be in a real mess? Think about it. If we're to walk by faith, walk by faith, then what areas of our living are we acting out in faith so much so that if God doesn't show up in response to that faith, we're in a mess? See, one of the reasons why there are so many more miracles and supernatural things being seen overseas. That's going to get quiet right now. We're not going to shout about this. But the reason why there are so many more of the miraculous and so much more of the supernatural being seen overseas is because they don't have what we have. And because they don't have what we have, they have to operate more by faith. They have to walk by faith. And because they put themselves in that position where, God, if you don't show up, who said we'll be in heat big trouble? What was that? Lone Ranger or something? You guys have never seen it? Oh, we've never. I don't know what that is.
But because they see more miracles and more of the supernatural things is because they don't have homes like we have. They don't have jobs like we have. They don't have a paycheck every Friday coming in, being deposited into our account. They don't go to their fridge and open up the fridge. And my kids say, we don't have anything to eat. It just means we don't have anything I can just open and eat. Got a freezer full of stuff. I don't want to cook it. So we have to ask ourselves this question. What is it that we're doing by faith? See, the quietness is due to the fact that we're having a real hard time finding something out. I got a nice car. You know, a nice car just means it's got four wheels and it can drive based upon third world people. I got a roof over my head. I got money in the account. I got food. I've got clothes. I've got shelter. I've got. So where is this faith stuff? What am I currently doing that if God doesn't show up? Listen, I'm not being mean tonight, but it doesn't take too much faith to show up for church a couple times a week. It don't take much faith. We get in the car, we drive to church, we sit here for a little while, we get in the car and drive back home. It doesn't take too much faith to do that. It doesn't take too much faith to sit on a pew and be ministered to. We like to talk about Peter's faith. Now, listen, we're all in this thing together. Okay, we're all in this thing together. We like to talk about Peter's faith, but let's just be honest about it. If God didn't show up when he stepped out of the boat, he's in a lot of trouble. So again, let's ask ourselves the question, what kind of steps are we taking in faith that if God doesn't show up, we are going to fail miserably? What are we doing outside of these four walls where we are taking steps of faith? Where if God, you don't show up, it's going to be bad right here. Or I'm going to be really embarrassed. That's probably more where it is right there. Am I right about it? Okay, God, I just told this man. I'm about to lay my hands on him and that tumor's about to fall off. I hope you heard that. Because here we go, right here, right now. See, but it's so much more comfortable to just come back here into our little group. And we kind of know what everybody else feels. And so if somebody from the church prays for us and it doesn't happen, we're like, don't worry about it. It's all right. I've been there. I know what that's all about. We're trying, man. We're trying. It's all right. It'll happen. And that's fine for us. But then where's the step of faith where we step out and if it doesn't happen? Am I making sense? Try to explain this. Brother Mar, I love you, man. You're a good man. You and Brother Elijah are good friends, right? You trust him? You trust him? You have faith in him? Okay, come here. Come here, Brother Elijah. Come on, stand over here. Stand over here. You trust him. Okay. You stand right there. You stand over there. Stand over there. Now, it's a blindfold. It's clean. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. Let me get this. Just bear with me for a minute. I don't know whose this is. Is this yours? It's yours? Okay. Okay. Give me your coat, bud. Okay. You have faith in him. He says, I have faith in you. Now, there's a difference between saying you have faith in someone and putting that faith into action. So I want you to take this. No peeking, no cheating.
I'm not.
Spin around. All right, right there. Now, don't fall out on me. Now, Brother Elijah, you have to tell him where to go. Now, he can't step on the coast. If he steps on the coast, they're like a landmine. Okay? And you got to get him through the coats, and he's got to go up those stairs. And he's got to come down these stairs. Okay? I know this is a little comical, but this is where we're at. I believe you, God. I've got faith in you, God. I trust you, God. And then God speaks. Whoa. I don't know if I want to take that step of that blind faith. Go ahead, tell him what to do. Just stand right there and tell him what to do. Quickly. Oh. Your other right. Appreciate your help. That's good enough. Let's give him a hand.
Thanks, bud. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Get the landmines out of the way there. See, because this is where we're at. This is where we're at. We say, I just ask him, you trust him? You have faith? Yeah. It's real easy sitting on a pew. Yeah. But it's another thing altogether when God says, take a step. Now go 4 steps this way. Go 2 steps this way. Now step up. And see, what was cool is sometimes... Get it? Sometimes we get a little turned around. We hear God say, turn this way, and we get a little mixed up. But if we can just keep listening to the voice of God, just keep following that voice. But what the Holy Ghost is talking to us about this evening is this. It's one thing to say we have faith, but it's another thing to put that faith into action. And this is where we're at. This is where we're at. Are we willing to walk by the faith that is within us? Or are we just content to have faith within us? Are we willing to walk by faith, or do we want to just keep walking by sight? Are we willing to put faith into, hear me, are we willing to put faith into action and get where faith can take us? What we see might be lack, but what is faith telling us to do? What we see might be pain, but what is faith speaking into our mind? What we see might be struggle and difficulty, but what is faith trying to get me to understand? What is faith? How faith is saying, take one step, take two steps, stop, turn to the left, turn to the right. Putting faith into action. Faith into action. And I feel in the Holy Ghost that God has some miracles. And I feel in the Holy Ghost that there are some stuff that God desires to give us as a people. When we are willing to get to the place where, like Peter, we began to step out of the boat, step out of the auditorium, step out of what's comfortable. Step out of where all of our brothers and sisters are, where all of our friends are. Step out of this place and start putting ourselves in a position where, God, if you don't show up. Obviously, you got to use wisdom and you got to be led by the Spirit. Okay, you can't just, you know, you want to do what God tells you to do. But when God tells you to do something, when God speaks to you and says, pray for that man, and when God speaks to you and says, minister, when God speaks to you a word of knowledge to somebody in a grocery store, I'm real good at giving word of knowledge in the altar with the friend that I'm going to eat roast beef with after church. Because if my words get a little jumbled up, they're going to cut me a little slack and give me a little mercy. But I don't even know that lady over there in the milk aisle. And you want me to go operate in the gifts of the Spirit in the grocery store? You want me to step out? And God says, yeah, I want you to walk by faith. So we have two choices we can make. We can either walk according to our sight and get to where our sight will lead us, or we can walk by faith and receive what faith has to offer. See, watch this. Hebrews 11:17. 11 and 7. I'm hurrying. Is this all right? We good? Hebrews 11:7. By faith. Somebody say faith. Faith. Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. He hasn't seen them yet. Moved with fear, prepared an ark. That's an action. He prepared an ark. Get this. Noah did not see one drop of rain year after year after year after year. And yet by faith, he did what God told him to do. He stepped out. Guys, think about this. You know how big that boat was, right? It was huge. If it doesn't rain, he was already the laughingstock of the country. Everybody walking, look, building a boat. It hasn't rained for years. God, I'm stepping out in faith because I know you told me. I know you spoke to me something. And I refuse to just live a place where it's comfortable as it applies to my faith. I'm willing to put action to my faith even when it's crazy. But because he acted in faith, his whole family was saved. His whole family got to get on the boat and they were saved. Why? Because he was willing to step out and say, I'm going to take a step of faith even when it looks crazy, God. I know you told me to do it. And I'm going to walk by faith and not by sight. Hebrews 11:17. Watch. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. That's an action. And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Here's why. So Abraham, he in faith, acts on that faith, offers up Isaac. And here's why. Verse 19. Accounting or believing that God was able to raise him up,
even from the dead. Now, we've talked about this before, but up until this point, it has not been recorded in Scripture where one person has been raised from the dead by the Lord. Not one up until this point. There's no record of anybody being raised from the dead. So Abraham had never seen anybody raised from the dead, and he had never heard of anybody being raised from the dead. But he walked by faith and not by sight. And he was willing to act upon that which God told him to do because he had the faith to believe for what he could not see. Oh, hallelujah. I feel like I'm losing some folks now. On and on, we could speak about these individuals who are mentioned in Hebrews 11. I'm almost done. On and on, we could talk about Abraham and Isaac and Noah and all these people that were used by God in great and mighty ways as it applies to faith. But the truth of the matter is this. They were human beings like you and I. They were human beings like you and I. And they said, no matter what. No matter what it looks like with my human eye. I'm going to walk by faith. I'm going to put my faith into action. And I just believe. That God has some miracles in store for us as a people. And as us as individuals and families. I believe there are blessings. I need the Holy Ghost to help us now. I believe there are blessings. I believe there are supernatural encounters of the Lord that He desires to release. Feeling my help coming right now. Supernatural outpourings of God's presence. Miraculous things that He desires to release into us as a people. The moment He can find someone who says, tired of playing it safe all the time. I'm tired of always saying no when He says go. I'm tired of always refusing to put myself out on that limb because I'm so afraid it's going to break and I'm going to fall flat on my face. Because at the end of the day, I'm not responsible for the miracle anyway. And if I can't take the credit, I can't take the blame. And so you know what? I'm done living safe. I'm done only telling other people's miracle stories because I don't have any myself. So here we go, God. You're talking to us now. Putting our faith into action. And the moment somebody in this room begins to step out, I'm done. But the moment somebody in this room begins to step out in an unprecedented way in faith, you're going to begin to see God show up like you've never seen Him show up before.